Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 27 through chapter 2, verse 11.
今日选读经文是腓立比书第一章27至30节，以及二章的1至11节。
We'll read this passage responsively. I'll start with the odd verse and you'll follow with the even verse.
我们用启言方式来读，先用英文读。
Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you, and you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. For it has been granted that to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. But made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Let's read this together. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书第一章27节到2章11节，我们用启言方式来读。 只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的境况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳。 为所信的福音齐心努力。 因为你们蒙恩，不但得以顺服基督， 并要为他受苦。 所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，心灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强。 你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名。 我们一起读，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
At this time, the tune is dismissed for tune worship.
有时间，小朋友可以在下边有一个儿童的崇拜。
Today's message is entitled Unity and Humility, given by Pastor Wilson Chan.
今日节目先我哋进度题目系合一与谦卑。
If you've been with us over the last couple of weeks, we are in the Paul's letter to the Christian Philippians.
如果你过去几个礼拜同我哋一齐嘅当中嘅时候，我哋已经系一齐嘅去读呢个嘅腓立比书。
And we've come to the point, a letter which many have said is the core of his entire letter.
我睇嘅时候就话，我哋睇嘅经文就系佢系佢所要写嘅书信入边当中嘅一段嘅好重要嘅经文。
And really, what you have here in the latter part of chapter 1 and in the early part of chapter 2 is a call to people to grow together in a life of faith.
就话喺呢个一章嘅尾节到二章嘅头节，就系话佢讲解就系保罗劝诫基督徒一齐要去成长。
You see, the Philippian Christians were in danger. They were overlooking their Christian duty to maintain spiritual unity.
就系当时保罗就系同佢呢班嘅腓立比嘅教会嘅基督徒去讲，就系话佢哋系做一个危机，危机就系话佢哋有一个嘅唔能够去有一个嘅属灵上嘅合一。
As we've seen already, they've been intimidated by the opponents, the adversaries of the good news, the gospel.
当时他们都是被到不同的逼迫，不同的迫害。
And this tempted them to slacken their zeal for the Christian life.
又被到他们失去热心，去继续去追求基督徒的生命。
You see, the Philippian Christians are no different than anyone in the world. Conflict arose amongst them.
其实腓立比书当中的教会的基督徒，同现今的基督徒，同我分别，都是充满着很多的争斗，很多的忧虑。
Even in the body of Christ, there are disputes, there's trouble.
所以甚至在基督教里面，在基督徒当中，甚至在教会里面当中，也都会有一个争执。
Just like out there, in here, there's tension, there's friction.
无论在教会以外以内，都是有一个争斗。
And Paul, later in the letter, chapter 4, verse 2, explains that there were two individuals responsible for that.
而跟住保罗就系喺个书信后边嘅第四章入边讲，就系话喺教会当中有两个人系去斗起呢个嘅争斗嘅。
And he tells us they were leaders in the church at Philippi.
而嗰两个人亦都系喺当时腓立比嘅教会当中，系都系个领袖添。
And this is why Paul goes on in chapter 2, the early part, verses 1 to 4, to show how unity is based on humility.
所以保罗就喺呢个第二章嘅一至四节讲嘅，就系话我哋基督徒系需要合一，而个合一系基于人嘅谦卑。
And I'll show you in just a moment in verses 1 to 4, because you read it already, how apparent that is.
我哋一阵间就会去睇，就话呢个系几咁重要。人嘅合一就系要基于谦卑。
And then, of course, the famous prose or song of the Christ, verses 5 to 11, it's a magnificent portrait of the source, the model for true humility, Jesus himself.
就是跟着在第5至11节里面讲，就是说这个合一就是从哪里来呢？就是从耶稣基督，他就是这个合一，这个谦卑的元首，是不是他是给我们一个力量？
See, the Apostle Paul's exhortation to us is very logical.
所以保罗当时的劝诫是很有逻辑性的。
It goes like this. If you Christians have experienced so much blessing, then you ought to exhibit God's grace in your lives.
所以保罗当时同腓立比教会讲，就话如果你系受到咁多嘅神嘅祝福，神嘅教导嘅时候，你应该都系活出一个好好嘅基督徒嘅生命啊。
And he spells out those blessings from God to us Christians that we've received in verse 1 of chapter 2.
所以在2章1节都讲，就是说当基督徒受到很多的祝福的时候，他们应该活出一个基督徒的有样式的生命。
If we could go back to 2 verse 1, chapter 2 verse 1. Thanks so much. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, that's a key phrase, any comfort from love, that's his love, any participation in the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, which lives in a Christian, any affection and sympathy, that's God's grace to you.
所以就说在2章1节讲的就是说在基督里若有什么劝勉爱心有什么安慰心灵有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯里面当中是有神的恩典。
He can't be more clear. Do you see the blessing? United to Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, comforted by his love for you, his fellowship with the Holy Spirit in you, the Holy Spirit dwelling in the Christian, and they experience God's tenderness, God's compassion for you.
就是基督徒能够合一，就是因为有着神的给到的爱，里面有神的灵，令到我们一起有一个团契，也都有圣灵，是入到我们的生命当中，我们的心里面，让我们能够感受到神的爱里面当中。
See, if you belong to God's family, these are the family characteristics that God Himself produces.
所以如果你是属于神入面的家庭当中，你就应该有活出这个家庭当中有的样式。
See, Paul will talk about the opponents later in chapter 3, about the adversaries to the gospel.
而跟着第三章也都在腓立比书里面讲，就说保罗都会讲解到当时对抗腓立比教会的人。
But as I said in the introduction, he's urging Christians now to holy conduct. That's the core, the central portion of his letter.
但是在第一和第二章里面当中，他讲就说保罗想在整个书上面去讲解，就说劝戒他们有一个属灵的生命。Because
he's saying, you need to be united in humility because the opposition against you, against the gospel, is going to be fierce.
因为保罗当时讲就话，将来嚟紧嘅有而家有好多嘅逼迫会嚟紧，会对抗你哋嘅福音，所以你哋需要有一个谦卑嘅心嚟有一个合一。
And so Paul's exhorting the Christians in Philippi. He's exhorting us today. You need to be united to show the world that the living Christ is in you.
所以保罗就劝戒当时嘅腓立比嘅教会嘅人，亦都系同我哋讲嘅一样，就话我哋基督徒系需要合一。
And he's saying only Christian humility will create that unity. That's the only thing that will help you.
我怎样能够有一个基督教的合一，就是说我需要有一个神给我们的谦卑，才能够能够合一。
Nothing else will create and sustain a united front for the Christian.
没有东西能够令到基督徒能够一起的合一，除非有一个基督的谦卑在我们心中里面。
You see, in the latter part of chapter 1, early part of chapter 2, 127, 2-4, he reminds us that Christians have a higher allegiance than their earthly citizenship. Your home is not here, he's saying.
亦都在27节讲就说，保罗劝戒当时的腓立比教会的基督徒就说，你们是属于天上的子民，不只是地上的子民。
And I wonder if you could go back to 127. It's a little bit different than this translation I'm going to quote you. He's saying here, exercise your citizenship worthily of what? Of the gospel.
也都是其实是中文版本就差不多，就是说你们要行事为人与基督的福音相称。
I think you can see this in this translation too. Let your manner of life, your life, be worthy of what? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Let your life be worthy of that.
意思就是说，我们所做的人的基督徒的行为，我们所做出的事，是跟我们所相信的福音是能够混合的。
You see, he uses the word literally citizenship here because they were, Philippi was a Roman colony. Rome was the superpower of that time.
所以你不要忘记，就说当时腓立比这个地方是属于罗马的一个殖民地。
And that meant the Philippi was one of the coveted prizes of the Rome, powerful Roman Empire. It's a colony.
所以當時羅馬帝，唔好忘記就羅馬政府當時係一個好強大嘅國家，而腓立比就當時係其中一個嘅殖民地。
And as a citizen of that colony, the Philippians were reckoned as Roman citizens, just like if you're a United States America citizen.
所以腓立比當時嘅人就係屬於，因為佢哋係殖民地嘅地方，所以佢係屬於羅馬當中一個嘅子民。
That means their privileges, their position, legal position was of citizen of Rome.
所以佢哋嘅身份、佢哋嘅權力、佢哋所要做嘅嘢都係要根據羅馬政府嘅規條。
And so he's using an analogy here. He's saying, okay, you guys are citizens of Rome. How much more greater it is to be a citizen of heaven.
所以當時保羅就做一個比喻，就係話你哋當時腓立比人，你哋係屬於羅馬嘅子民，你哋根據佢哋政府嘅規條去做，但係唔好忘記就係你係屬於天上嘅子民，你哋所嘅行為更加應該屬於去行呢個天上嘅規條。
God's grace has made that happen to you.
點解能夠咁樣做到基督教基督徒？因為就係話天上，因為神嘅福嘅恩典。
And so on. God's privileges are your privileges.
所以神嘅呢個嘅有嘅能力，你哋都能夠有。
And so he's saying, where's your allegiance if you're united to Christ? Your allegiance is to whom? To Jesus.
所以就話當時同佢基督徒講就話，你嘅忠心係去邊一度啊？你係忠心喺地上嘅君王啊，定應該係忠心喺天上呢個嘅王咧？
So if you were with us last time, you know that was mentioned that the Philippian Christians, context here, they're discouraged.
如果你上個禮拜同我哋當中一齊嘅時候，你聽過就係話當時腓立比嘅教會嘅基督徒佢哋有嘅灰心。
Because the Apostle Paul, who's a church planter, a missionary, has been locked up for a couple of years.
咁佢哋灰心係因為保羅當時佢係當時嘅教會嘅領袖，亦都係教會嘅直堂嘅領袖，但係佢自己本身都俾人哋係困住坐監。
And so they're discouraged. They're wondering, how can that be? How is this a good thing for the gospel? How can it be?
所以當時嘅基督徒佢哋都係覺得，連個保羅佢自己都係坐監啦，咁點會係一個好事發生呢？
And of course, Paul, as you saw last time, chapter 1, he said, it is, because the kingdom of God is advancing. The palace guards, the soldiers, they were coming to faith, because I was locked up and chained to them.
但保罗话，甚至我虽然我系被坐监，但系其实都系一件好事。睇唔到咩？就算当时我坐监嘅时候，嗰啲肉像，佢哋都变成基督徒，你睇唔到？其实我坐监嘅时候，都系成为一件好事咩？
So he's saying, despite the circumstances that look bad, God was on the move, working good out of a bad situation.
So 甚至虽然系一个唔好嘅环境当中，但喺神嘅病当中，就为神会用唔好嘅处境，会成为好事。
And so now Paul's saying, stand firm under attack. Church, stand firm, he's saying.
所以保罗就劝诫当时腓立比嘅教会，就话你哋要谨守你哋嘅岗位。
Because there is opposition. The world hates Jesus, hates the good news, because we're sinners. We have an inward bent. We want to control things, not God.
所以保罗就劝诫当时嘅教会，就话你哋要谨守你哋嘅岗位，要坚信你嘅信心，因为出边有好多有反基督教嘅反基督嘅人会唔中意你讲嘅说话，亦都喺教会当中亦都可能有斗争。
Now, if you hit slide one, thanks so much. As you will see here, it's a corporate matter. It's not just an individual matter. It's a corporate matter that you stand firm.
So, 我哋作为基督徒嘅，我需要有一个联合，一齐要去谨守我哋嘅岗位，唔系只系单单一个人要去做，而系一组人，一个教会整体一齐去做。
I know you. Can you see it back there? Can you see this? Probably not, right? It's a picture saying, showing striving. Christians are striving towards what? A faith. And they're not being intimidated, says the second line, if you can't see it. And the third is standing firm. That's what Paul's saying. Stand firm in the gospel.
所以看到一个橙色和蓝色的，就是橙色的就是说，我们作为基督徒的，我们需要去追求有一个信心，而追求有信心，而蓝色的就代表说，我们都是不要去惧怕，不要去怕逼迫，而如果两样，我们作为基督徒两样都能够做到的，有一个信心和不怕逼迫的，就能够有一个信心的坚固。
He's talking about unity in the Spirit of God.
所以就讲到就话，我哋需要有同神有依个联合。
That's why he directed our attention in chapter 2, verse 1 to the blessings bestowed upon you by that Spirit.
所以就话我哋要系咁样做，我哋能够就得到神俾我哋嘅祝福，一个神灵嘅祝福。
Right? I guess I should spell it out to you. The Holy Spirit incorporated what into the church? New life.The Spirit of God indwells them with the fullness of divine power. And so he's spelling it out for you in plain English, or plain Chinese, or plain Greek, whatever you want to call it. You know, he's spelling it out. Their unity is something which God has accomplished.
所以就话系神嘅灵带领我哋当中，佢能够去成就，佢有一个信心去做到，神系俾到我哋去做到。
Because the Christian views a hostile world together.
因为就话神就我哋见到就系话呢个世界系好堕落嘅，佢哋会去争战。
And they wonder about things together.
佢哋会一齐嘅去对抗我哋。
And Paul's just counseling them.Saying, remember what God has done for you and live and grow together then.
所以就保罗就劝诫他们说，当时就算出面有很多的挣扎，很多的争斗的时候，但你记得神为到你所做的一切。
Because your common possession is that you are in Jesus Christ.
所以就说他劝诫，当时保罗就劝诫他们，就说基督徒我们需要的一切的联合，一切的去成长，因为这些是神，我们在神面当中是拥有的。
And so then Paul turns the page and starts to proceed to speak about the unity of heart and mind. He says, with one mind in chapter 2, verse 2.
So 在第二章二节，保罗继续去讲，就说我们作为基督徒的，我们一起的，我们需要有一个的意念和爱心都一起相同。
And that word mind in verse 2 is talking about the affections and the moral energies.
而他所讲的我们的意念，我们就是说我们所有的思想，我们一起的是有一个同一个目的。
And what he's referring to is he's pointing to what we feel about things, how we react to them.
他讲的意念，他所讲就是说我们怎样去一起去对一件事有什么感受，我们应该怎样去面对，我们要一致。
Maybe Noel, if you could go back to verse 2:2 so you could see it for yourself. He's again saying, complete my joy by being united, standing firm. But he's saying, having what? Of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord with one mind. He's spelling that out.
所以第二章第二次讲就话，你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Because Christians view things by putting on the lenses of Christ, they have a Christian worldview.
所以我们作为基督徒的，我们好像要睇一个睇每一件事，好像有用个望远镜去睇，一个是基督的望远镜，我们要用透过神的角度去睇每一件事。
And this unites.The body unites the Christian.
所以就我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋要合一，一齐去懂得点样去一齐有应该有嘅思念。
Because Christians know what's valuable, what ultimately is valuable, it's to know Christ.
因为作为基督徒嘅，我哋知道乜嘢系最为应该最为宝贵。
He's saying you know the answer to what is a worthwhile objective to life.
保罗同时同当时嘅基督徒讲就话，你作为基督徒，你应该知道世界上系乜嘢学为宝贵。
He's saying it's to be united to Jesus Christ.
就话我哋需要同耶稣基督有一个联合。
So Paul's calling these Philippian Christians to unanimity.Oneness of emotion, decision, and ambition in life.
所以就当时保罗就叫当时嘅基督徒就一齐要去有一致嘅同意，有一样嘅思想，一样嘅意念。
And of course, he's referring to unity in the faith of the gospel.
佢所指嘅提点就系话，佢哋需要有一个合一嘅，有一个信心，
Be united in believing and proclaiming it.
就他们一起要去相信这个基督，一起要去宣告这个福音。
See, before anyone can invite someone to know God, they need to know what the gospel is, right?
我们之前用一点，我们要知道怎样去传讲这个福音。
And they have to know that to receive it, it's something from God. It's a gift. And it's received through faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And so Paul implores these Christians to be have a tenacious spirit.
So we need to have a faith,
persevere in the life of faith.
我们作为基督徒的，我们在生命当中也都需要有一个嘅忍耐。
And he says you got to stand firm because you're going to suffer.
佢同当时嘅基督徒讲就话，你需要去有忍耐，因为你哋会受到有逼迫。
No, if you could hit slide two. There it is. I can't see it. Why stand firm and not be intimidated is the top line there. It has been graciously granted to you on Christ's behalf to believe. This is verse 29-30 in summary, and to suffer.
So just 讲啦，就话我哋作为基督徒，我哋需要去扎根，我哋要有个信心入边当中，我哋唔可以有惧怕。 我们需要去明白，我们要相信，也都有我们知道，我们会有受苦。
Can suffer for the sake of the gospel, he's saying.
就说我们受苦意思就是说，我们在作为在基督教里面，我们基督徒里面，为着基督而受苦。
And then he continues, if the Lord hits slide 3, in the first part of chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, he's saying that's only possible if you're together, strengthened in unity through humility.
所以就话我哋会面对好多唔同嘅争斗，好多唔同嘅困难。我点样能够解决？就唯有方法就系我哋一齐有团合一嘅心，一齐能够面对。
See the analogy here is all those blessings that we've just talked about in the early part of the message, right? If the blessings of God, right? Then you can be like-minded.
所以就话，如果我哋每个人，我哋作为基督徒嘅有神俾我依样嘅祝福，依样嘅祝福，依样嘅祝福，我哋一齐联合，就能够有一个同一个心智去解决问题。And
why is this so important?
点解系咁重要咧？
Because as you know, church is no different than any other organization out there.
大家都明白就话，就算系教会同出边唔同嘅组织。
There's something wrong with the human heart. You're human beings.
因为我哋教会也好，出边唔同嘅组织都好，都系要人入面人入边当中，人人一齐走埋，就可能会有争执。
That's why there's fighting, because you're human beings.
因为我人就系有一个嘅罪性，我哋就系会人走埋一齐，会有一个嘅拗叫。
It's even if you have the same faith, you have a sinful nature. There will be strife.
雖然我們是基督徒，但我們裡面當中，我們都是有一個罪性，我們可能會有一個爭執。And
the Philippian Christians were not immune to this.
而當時腓立比的教會的基督徒也都不會有例外。And
Covenant Grace Presbyterian Church is not immune to this.
而我們作為我們的教會，我們自己的教會也都不是一個例外。Just
like the rest of the world, churches are filled with fighting and division.
无论是出面，就算出面嘅教会，就算我哋自己教会，都会入边当中有一个争执。And
Paul's pointing out because the reason is because something's wrong with the human heart.
保罗就系讲解又点解有咁嘅事发生啊？因为就系人当中入边有一个罪性。And
he's saying if you're going to have oneness, he spells out in verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.
所以就话保罗就当时就同当时腓立比嘅教会讲就话，人就唔应该去，人就唔可以结党，唔应该去贪图呢个虚浮，唔可以有一个自负。Now,
well, if you could go back to verse 3, chapter 2, verse 3. It says, do nothing from rivalry, again, some translations call it selfish ambition, or conceit. Some translations call it vain conceit. But in humility, and it goes on, count others, what? More significant than yourself.
咁就喺个腓立比书第二章三节就讲嘅就话，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强。
So let me explain that word vain conceit.
俾我用去解释。
It's again very important to understand the passage because it's a Greek word kenodoxia. Kenodoxia.
其實這個話我人不可以去自負，其實這個名字是來自一個希臘的字語。
So it comes from kenodoxos, and its kenosis is you empty oneself. Kenosis. And doxa means glory, honor, respect. Ken wants me to put this in one lump here. What does it mean is it? What does it mean? What does it characterize? It means to be glory empty, to be hungry for honor, hungry for respect. It's that kind of hunger for assurance that we have. You want that. You want to be important. We're glory hungry.
咁其實當中係所講嘅自負，我作為嘅人唔應該係咁做。點解呢？自負意思即係話我哋人係好想追求我哋想得到嘅榮耀，我想追求有一個嘅別人俾我哋嘅尊敬，所以咧就會覺得我要想得到人俾我有嘅承認，覺得別人睇我係重要。And
so Paul's warning us, this is our problem, vain conceit.
所以咧，保罗就劝戒当时嘅人，就话人唔可以去自负。
Right, in a sense, we're radically insecure. We say, I don't count. I don't matter. I need assurance that I do. I'm going to fight to get it.
所以人就当时就话，就算现今都好，人觉得系好冇安全感，我需要去寻求，我需要人觉得我系重要。
And this is the makeup of the human soul.
呢个就系我哋内心入边当中我哋嘅虚浮。
We don't want to be ignored. We want to be significant, a significant part of things.
我哋唔想俾人哋去觉得我唔存在，我需要觉得人哋系俾到我，睇到我系一个重要嘅人。
And when I don't feel like I count, I'm angry. I'm upset about it.
所以有时觉得话人睇我觉得我唔存在嘅时候，我就觉得好唔开心啦。
See, you can see this in street gangs.
你睇到就系话，譬如话喺街上面当中入边嘅啲群党。
Street gangs are generally filled with young men and women who don't feel in any way valued. Society has rejected them. Maybe their families rejected them. There's no value.
你睇到街上当中有啲群党，或者香港啲古惑仔，咁系就话佢哋会系通常系咩？系啲后年青嘅人，佢哋觉得佢哋唔重要，佢哋冇俾人睇起，佢就走埋一齐。
And that's why when you walk down the street and you happen to slight them anyway, they pull out a gun. Or they pull out a knife and slice you up.
咁就話佢哋走埋一齊，佢哋咧就中意撩事鬥非咁樣啦。如果你覺得佢覺得你唔中意你啦，佢哋可能會去打你。
But you know that this is not just limited to street gangs.
但你知道其實呢啲事唔係只係喺群黨當中你見到。
Nations, and around the world, corporately, if you slight a nation, what happens? You go to war.
其實喺世界當中，你都見到就係話國家，其同我唔同嘅國家會覺得，點解你哋班人睇我國家睇我唔起，你睇我唔起，我就要同你打仗。
You see, the Bible makes absolutely clear: we were made originally to live forever.
喺聖經面當中，其實講嘅就係話，我哋人係應該係永遠嘅活着。
But because we've turned away from God, we've rejected God, we want to be God, we're fading now. We return to dust. Everything returns to dust.
但因为人的犯罪，令到我们人是有这个死亡，我们会最终的会归于尘土。
But do you see the problem there?
但看不到当中的问题呢?
We were made to never be forgotten.
但我们本身是应该是永远的活着。
We were made to stand in the presence of God and receive His favor.
我们应该有的就是我们应该是永远的站在神的面前，得到神的喜爱。
Before the fall, we were made to last. to be with God.
在个堕落之前，我们人被创造是同神一起永远的享受。
But because we've turned away from God, we know about dying. We are fading.
但是之后因为人的堕落，人是知道有一个死，就因为堕落当中有一个死亡。
And we know we'll be forgotten.
然之后就知道了我们会是被忘记。
You'll be like a wave coming in from the ocean onto the sand.Coming out, coming in, coming out, coming out.
就好似一个海嘅当中入边吓，你啲海浪会一浪一浪冲埋嚟，将你好似沙咁样吓，一浪一浪嘅会卷走，会唔见咗。
We don't want that. We weren't made for that. We want to be worthwhile.
我哋唔想咁样，我哋想系被人哋去记住，我想人哋觉得我系重要。
We want to hear that from people.
我想聽到人哋係咁樣講。
We want that monument, that trophy built, that ever has our name on it.
我哋都想人哋去紀念我哋，我哋想人哋去，譬如話，好似就算有個像嘅去紀念我哋，我哋幾咁嘅好。
Because we're desperate for glory.
點解？因為我哋內心入邊充滿著依個嘅追求，人哋去覺得我為重要。
And that's why we fuss. That's why we fight.
所以我哋就有一个挣扎，我哋所以有一个唔开心嘅时候。
And life becomes a constant battle to use people to bolster ourselves up。
所以我哋好多时嘅，我哋生命当中就觉得我哋需要人哋去将我排举起嘅上位。
Because pride, which is the opposite of humility, is hunger for glory。
所以就系我哋人当中，我哋有一个嘅挣扎，我哋想追求呢个嘅荣耀，追求呢个嘅骄傲。
Or to put it in a...Because many of you are from a traditional culture, I need respect. I need honor. You crave for that.
所以我哋人当中，因为而家最盛，我哋就系去追求呢个嘅荣耀，追求呢个嘅骄傲。
And this is why Paul spells out in verse 3, in humility, he says, in humility, consider others better.Than yourself.
所以就系保罗就当中喺讲就话，我哋作为人应该咁样，我哋应该要看别人比我哋自己强。
And
我哋要谦卑。
I'm not going to ask Noah to go back there because we read it already twice. He says each of you should look not only to your own interests but to the interests of others.
所以就话喺第四节其实都讲就话，所以你各人唔好只系睇住自己嘅事，而去眷顾别人嘅事。
But Noah, if you could please.Hit slide 4 and 5. Again, this just summarizes what Paul's saying in verses 2 to 4. You know, have the same mind, having same love, united in spirit, doing nothing from selfish or of conceit, you know, vain conceit, glory, hungry. We just explained that. Counting others more important, he's imploring us, verse 3. Not lookingto your own interests, but also to those of others.
所以就係剛才我想講嘅，就話我哋需要人，就係基督徒需要有一個同一嘅心思意念，就話需要有一個同一個愛，我哋需要有聯喺個聖靈當中有一個聯合，我哋唔應該有一個自私，亦都係要比看別人比我哋仲為看為重要，同埋要睇到別人嘅需要。
And so why is it that humility is so big in the Bible? Because it's not big out there.So why is it in contrast so big in the Bible?
所以我哋讲就话谦卑其实系好重要，能够帮助我哋人去做基督徒嘅合一。但系好似喺世界当中唔系好喜欢去听到呢个嘅话话谦卑。
Makes it clear, blessed are the meek, the humble, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. And Jesus also said, Matthew 11:29, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, lowly in heart, and what? You will find rest for your souls.
耶稣都讲过就话我哋需要为谦卑，就话谦卑嘅人能够承受呢个地土。亦都喺圣经里面讲过就话，耶稣讲过话，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就得享安息。
Think about the gospel for a moment.
让大家去思想下福音。
And then you'll understand why the Bible harps on humility all the time.
点解你就会知道就话点解圣经入边经常去讲及到谦卑
？See, if you come to God and say, "I want to have a relationship with you," I know it's been tarnished. You know, things went astray in the past. I want to have a relationship with you. Look at my accomplishments. Look at what I did, or I've done.
譬如话，做个例子就话，哦，若然你今天嘅去同神有一个沟通，嚟到神嘅面前，就话，哦，神啊，我想同你有一个关系，啊，你睇我以前所做嘅乜嘢乜嘢乜嘢。
See, this is what I've done. Again, it could be a list of righteous things. This is what I've done. I'm a good family person. I'm a good community person. I'm good at this. And you present it to God.
就会嚟到神嘅面前，就话啊，依样嘢就系我嘅以前所有嘅履历啦。吓，我系一个好好嘅丈夫，我系一个好好嘅弟兄，我系一个好好嘅家庭，我有好好嘅乜嘢，做嘅乜嘢好好嘅嘢。
But God is going to turn you away.
但系神反而就唔中意，就神会去向你侧面唔睇你。
He'll say, "You don't know who I am." You don't know who you are. You don't even know that your righteousness is like filthy rags.
神会同话你根本都唔知我系边一位，你亦都唔知你自己边一位。
Because you don't know what the cross of Jesus Christ means.
话因为你根本上唔认识耶稣基督嘅十架嘅意思。
In contrast to that, if you come to God and say, "I repent. I need your grace. I have nothing." Absolutely nothing to offer you. I just need your favor. You need to save me. I need Jesus to do what he did for me. I can't offer you anything.
但反而嘅你系另一个方法去同神嘅嚟到神嘅当中嘅时候话，神啊，我嚟到你嘅当中，我乜嘢都冇，我系需要去悔改，我需要嘅你嘅恩典，我冇乜嘢能够去呈上话我做过啲乜嘢，我需要你俾到神耶稣基督俾我嘅拯救嘅祝福。
That's humility. That's true repentance and faith.
呢个就系真正嘅谦卑，真正嘅祝福。
You see how important it is? You can't know God without it. You can't know God without it.
所以话，若你唔能够去谦卑嘅时候，你系唔能够去认识神。
That's the only thing that will destroy you eternally if you don't have humility.
所以话，如果你人当中冇呢个嘅谦卑嘅样式嘅时候，你唔能够嚟到神嘅当中，会破坏你。
Humility connects you to God.
因为就系谦卑能够将你同神去拉翻埋一齐。
Because God says, "I will lift up the humble."
所以神讲就话，我会将呢个谦卑嘅人去抬高。
That's His plan.
呢个就系神嘅计划。
If you're not humble,You won't know God.
所以就话人，如果你唔能够去谦卑嘅时候，你唔能够去认识神。
And so that Paul connects all of this.
所以保罗就联合晒所有呢啲嘅资料。
And he says, "You need this to be united, united."
所以就话保罗就同当事人讲就话，你哋需要有呢个谦卑，先至能够一齐有呢个合一。
He says, "You need to practice this, being united." In humility, for the sake of the gospel,
亦都系因为神嘅福音里面当中，我哋都需要有呢个嘅，我哋需要一齐有呢个嘅谦卑嘅习惯。
Did you see that? That it's all over the place in the Bible.
而呢啲喺教圣经里面当中有好多唔同嘅例子。
And Paul's imploring these divisive Philippian Christians to put on.Humility.
所以当时就系、保罗就劝诫当时嘅腓立比嘅基督徒，佢哋需要有一个谦卑嘅生命。
And that's why he goes on in verses 6-11 with Jesus's the prose and the song about Jesus, right?
所以继续嘅喺个保罗继续喺个第6-11入边讲嘅就话耶稣基督所做嘅一切。
And basically, what he says there is Jesus is fully God.With all the rights and privileges that go with that,
就讲啦，就话耶稣基督佢本身系一个完全嘅神，佢有着所有嘅权力同埋呢个嘅位格。
And he follows through all the way to chapter 2, verse 11 in that context.
而继续嘅去到2:11讲嘅就话耶稣基督所做嘅一切。
He says Jesus has the form of God.
耶稣基督佢有神嘅样式。
His divine status provides the backdrop for what you should consider.
佢所做嘅一切，所有嘅行为，佢嘅样式系我哋作为基督徒应该有嘅样式。
He said, "Consider what Jesus did with His power and authority."
就叫我哋去思想，就话耶稣基督佢用佢嘅能力，佢所做嘅乜嘢咧
？Even though He was entitled to the things of God, Jesus did not use them to His own advantage.
耶稣基督佢系一个完全嘅神，但系佢冇用佢嘅能力去做佢想做嘅嘢，但系佢用佢谦卑。
He does not consider equality with God as something to fight for, to hold on to.
耶稣基督佢冇用佢自己神嘅样式去同父神去有争战，而反而去谦卑。 去承受这个惩罚。
So that's seven. Yeah. While in the form, thank you. While in the form of God, equality not to be grasped. Again, summary: emptied himself, humbled himself.
所以就话，如果我哋人穿上有神嘅样式嘅时候，我哋就能够就我哋唔应该同人与人中间或者同神入边当中有觉得我哋同等嘅地位，亦都系我哋要倒空我哋自己，亦都系要去去谦卑。
Again,What Jesus did is highlighted by contrast to what he didn't do.
这就是说耶稣基督他所没做的事。
And then Paul follows this with two statements of what he did do, what Jesus did do.
所以耶稣基督他没去自己没做什么，而耶稣基督他做了什么。
Or in other words, he didn't cling to his entitlement as divine, but he emptied himself.
意思就是说他没有靠着说他自己是一个神，他没有靠着他神的名就没有做什么事，但反而他谦卑他自己去做什么呢？
And how does he empty himself? He comes in a form of a servant, in a likeness, in human form.
他做了什么呢？就是说他倒空他自己，他谦卑，他成为一个奴仆。
And that's what Jesus does with his power and authority. He chooses to humble himself instead of using his divine power to assert his rights.
所以就话佢冇用呢个神嘅样式，话神嘅能力，反而佢倒空佢自己，去谦卑，去成为一个奴仆嘅身份，去帮助别人，拯救世人。
And then Paul goes on in verse 8. He says he does that even to death.
吓，佢嗰就话佢做到佢钉喺十架上。
Again, you see that here. Emptied himself, form of a servant, in human likeness, while in human likeness, humbled himself even to death.
所以就话耶稣基督佢冇取着神嘅样式，佢倒空佢自己，佢成为呢个嘅奴仆，佢去人咁样去生活，而佢亦都系去完全嘅去守个律法，直至去死，死喺十字架上。
See, our human view of power and rights is tarnished. We're sinners. We have a sinful nature. So these groups that are forming to get claim rights, it's tarnished. We're sin.
So
we're sinners.
所以我哋人当中，我哋就系因为被着呢个嘅罪嘅缘故，令到我哋生命当中有一个灰暗。
And who hasn't had the feeling of being taken advantage of?Or being trampled on at some point in your life. Everyone, right?
我哋有时都会去谂就话啊，有啲人咧就好似去践踏我哋，有啲人咧就虾我哋。
And when we have power and rights granted to us, we're reluctant to give them up.
当然有时话哦，我哋可能会有得到有咩能力，我哋能够做啲乜嘢，我哋咧会揸紧啲能力，唔想俾到入别人。
And it's because we're afraid. We give them up, they'll be used against us.
咁我哋唔想俾人哋有我嘅能力。人哋咧可以用嗰样嘢嚟对抗翻我。
Because we're afraid they're going to make us weaker。
咁我又觉得人咧会令到我哋用我所有拥有嘅嘢，令到我软弱。
And that describes how things work in a human context, but that's not how God works。
嗱，呢个就系人与人中间点样嘅去互相嘅挣扎，互相嘅去践踏，但神就唔系用咁嘅方法。
And if you're a follower of Christ, you do it God's way, right? You humble yourself. He does that.He does the opposite of what the world does.
所以咧，我作为基督徒嘅，我哋同人嘅方法系完全唔同。我哋系要去谦卑我哋自己。
And so, what was the result then of Christ's humiliation?
所以，若然我哋能够去谦卑我哋自己嘅时候，有咩结果
？Was it worth all the pain, all the suffering, all the hardship?
耶稣基督佢个受苦，佢个谦卑系咪值得嘅咧？佢所有嘅受苦。
Far from being taken advantage of, Christ is what now?Exalted in ways so wonderful that only God could have done it.
耶稣基督佢所受嘅嘅受苦，佢嘅谦卑个结果系乜嘢咧？就系带到所有嘅，就系带到一切嘅荣美，就俾我哋人得到呢个嘅救恩。
Again, the slide summarizes all of this in verses 6 to 11. See on the left side, because Jesus emptied himself, humbled himself.Was beaten unto death, remember? Then, God, what? On the right side, highly exalted him, gave him an honored name, and made every knee bow the name of Jesus.
所以话当去顺服嘅时候，就好似耶稣基督佢嘅例子。若然因为耶稣基督去倒空佢自己，令到神得佢呢个高举，因为耶稣基督佢嘅谦卑，能够俾到耶稣基督佢有一个最高嘅至高嘅名。因为耶稣基督嘅佢顺服至到死，好叫世上所有嘅嘢都能都系屈服喺佢脚下。
What a contrast to today, Jesus' name used carelessly or in a cursory form.
即系几大嘅相反，好多人就反而用耶稣基督嘅名去取笑，或者用耶稣基督嘅名去讲一啲唔应该讲嘅说话。
Paul's pointing to the fact at the end, every knee will bow at the name of Jesus.
耶稣基督讲就话。神都保罗都讲话，所有世上嘅嘢都会喺耶稣基督嘅面前去屈膝敬拜。
So what is humility? Humility is being content with circumstances, content with being imperfect.
咁咩叫谦卑？谦卑意思即系话喺个情况当中，我会觉得系我系满足。
It means it's the opposite of drivenness, right?
依个就系谦卑就同呢个嘅骄傲。或者自滿係好相反。
Humility means treating all those who are lesser than you with courtesy, with grace.
謙卑意思即係話，就算我劏人哋係比我低嘅人，軟弱嘅人，我會係用著恩典同埋憐憫嘅心去對待佢哋。
Humility is the opposite of pride, the opposite of drivenness.
所以個謙卑仲對呢個驕傲同埋自負係相反。
Another way you see pride is in scornfulness, in mocking, in sarcasm, in put-downs.
或者咩例子係有一個驕傲嘅例子，就係話，譬如你見到有啲人去好輕冒啊，去嘲笑人哋啊，諷刺人哋啊，嗰啲係一個嘅驕傲嘅例子。
If you put people down, you're into pride.
若然你中意去踐踏人哋嘅依樣嘢係一個驕傲嘅樣式。
And spiritually proud people are always absolutely sure.What every point of what they believe.
喺心入当喺呢个属灵当中有一个骄傲嘅人，佢哋会好多时会觉得佢哋需要喺每一个嘅相信嘅地方，佢需要去揸紧佢所相信，去要知道佢相信嘅嘢。
You can take a simple test to see if you struggle with pride. A proud person can't admit they're wrong. They cannot.
一个骄傲嘅人，佢哋唔能够去承认佢自己嘅错。
A proud person cannot take advice.
驕傲嘅人佢唔能夠去聽人哋嘅意見。
A proud person can't be corrected.
佢哋覺得佢哋唔需要去有一個嘅去更改。
They only repent under duress.
佢哋會去悔改，除非係因為有啲因為嘅束縛一啲嘅問題。
A proud person is not teachable.
他就说一个骄傲的人他不能够去被去教导。
They're not open to advice.
他们不喜欢去听人家的意见。
They don't listen.
他们不去听。
Humility is the opposite.
但是谦卑就反而是相反。
It's the opposite of self-consciousness.
谦卑就是相反，就是说他去倒空他自己，他去听。
I have to close with this because we're out of time. But it's very important. When you think of humility, when you think of a proud person.
当我们去讲及个谦卑的时候，我们需要去看到骄傲的人。
I think always we kind of skew and think of the arrogant.
有时我们很多时会看一些很自高自大的人。
But you know, that's not the only form of pride.
自高自大的人不是唯一一种的骄傲的人。
You know, we think, oh, it's the bragger, the self-promoter. That's only one form of pride.
有些人会觉得那些人不断很想追求追求好一些人家赞赏他的人才是骄傲的人。
And pride, the opposite of humility, is insecurity. It's a need for glory, a need for honor.
骄傲的人就是跟谦卑是相反，他们需要去觉得需要追求别人比他们的看为重要。
And so that can be revealed through an inferiority feeling as well as a superiority feeling.
所以我们需要去看人的内心。
You know, if you find yourself always down on yourself,
所以若然你自己看你自己的时候，我经常都看自己为重要的。
You don't want any attention.
我们不想
You're always beating yourself up.
我經常都去同自己內心裏邊掙扎。
It's because you're just painfully self-aware of the wrong you do.
若然你能夠去自己係成日去審察，覺得自己啊自己自我審察有咩自己做得做錯嘅。
But that's the same thing. You're just absorbed into yourself.
依啲係好似你自己嘅自憐。
And you're saying, how am I coming across here? You're just inward into yourself.
就話我哋好多時自己去諗內心入邊應該點樣去做。
That person is just as inferiority complex, is just as prideful as the person with superiority complex.
嗰啲嗰種嘅人就係佢內心入邊佢自己嘅自己唔係外表去做到出嚟俾人哋睇嘅，就係內心入邊覺得自己有咩嘢做得唔好，做得唔好，做得唔好。
So humility is what you're looking at. He's saying, look at yourself less. That's what Paul's saying. Look at yourself less.
而謙卑嘅意思即係話，我哋需要去睇自己睇得少啲。
It's not noticing yourself. It's because you're not glory hungry.
我哋謙卑嘅人，因為即係話，我哋唔係需要追求有咩嘅榮耀。
You're not being down on yourself all the time, or you're not worried about how you look all the time.
意思即係話，謙卑嘅人就唔需要去成日去睇住自己我內心入邊我自己係咩感受，我應該做啲乜嘢。
And he's saying the only way to deal with pride is to look at Jesus.
所以唯有嘅方法，我點樣能夠去面對驕傲，就係我哋需要嘅眼注視喺耶穌。
Because our default mode as human beings, as sinners, we're desperate trying to find glory.
因為我哋作為人，我哋嘅罪性，我哋好多時去尋求呢個榮耀。
But when you trying to fill yourself with glory, it always falls short.
第二樣嘢，我哋自己經常去尋找呢個榮耀嘅時候，我哋會覺得永遠都好似追求唔夠。
That's why you need to see the person who emptied himself, Jesus.
所以我哋最需要去注視喺耶穌嘅入邊，耶穌就係話佢去倒空佢自己，去睇。
And as we sang in one of the praise songs this morning, you can be full, because he emptied himself. You can be full. He does it for you.
就是我們看到就是耶穌他做的例子已經就是說他倒空他自己好叫跟著能夠得到這個滿足。
What did he empty himself of?
他自己倒空自己意思是什麼呢？
His beauty. He came of no reputation.
就是放低他自己的形象，他來到這個世上不是說是一個很孤面的形象。
He comes poor, alone.
就是他是很好像很贫穷的，他降生在一个马槽当中。
He comes to be tortured, beaten, going to the cross to die.
他来这个世界上是被到逼迫，被到去打，而最后钉在十架上。
That's what it means when he says he emptied himself as a glory, his honor.
就是说这个就是耶稣基督他的意思，就是说他倒空他自己，就不是取着这个孤面的形象，就是他去谦卑，他死在十架上。
He puts aside his crown.
佢擺低佢有神依個嘅冠冕，擺低。
And picks up a cross.
而反而就係拎起嘅十架。
And he's rejected, humiliated for you.
佢就拎起嘅十架，受到人嘅嘲笑。點解啊？為咗我哋嘅罪。
He didn't stop being God. He didn't empty himself. That doesn't mean he didn't stop be God.
佢冇雖然係咁樣就話我唔係一個神。
But he emptied himself of his honor, his beauty, so that you, in him, could be made beautiful.
所以就话佢倒空佢自己，佢去谦卑，好叫我哋人能够相信佢嘅时候，得到呢一个嘅荣美。
So he said, be united, humbly united together. Show the world that the risen Christ lives.And Christians.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们需要一起联合，我们需要有一个谦卑，好叫我们能够因着这个谦卑一起联合，给这个世界见到。
Father, thank you for Paul's gracious letter, powerful letter to the Philippians.
我们主要感谢你给到保罗这个书信给到腓立比当时的教会。
And may you help your people here to reflect on whether they struggle with pride.
为俾我哋当中，我哋好多人，我哋可能会系喺我哋生命当中去有一个骄傲嘅心。
But the only solution to unity is true humility.
我哋唯有解决嘅方法就系要透过谦卑
to prefer others than ourselves. We pray, Lord, for a united front in this church. For the gospel's sake. We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
祈禱奉靠主耶穌名字祈求，阿門。